Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Joey Knight is always on top of things going on Tampa-wise and University of South Florida. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Joey, thanks so much and Happy New Year.
You too, Larry. Happy New Year.
It's been a great show this evening, Joey. It really has. And certainly a lot of fans in our area, which we'll call South Florida, are very big South Florida, University of South Florida fans, and certainly want to know what's ahead. And by the lookings of it, and a new head coach with a great philosophy, a great lineage, tremendous football mind, and a very fertile area to recruit in, I'd say things are going to be looking pretty good.
Yeah, it's truly an infusion of new blood and young blood with Jeff Scott coming in, you know, the Clemson co-offensive coordinator replacing Charlie Strong. He's 39 years old. He will be the youngest coach in the American Athletic Conference next season. And I wrote something yesterday, Larry, that's on TampaBay.com right now. And until somebody refutes me, I'm going to stay with it. This is going to be the youngest staff in USF history. The average age right now is 35.4 years.
Wow.
Jeff has three guys on his staff who are younger than 30, including Charlie Weiss Jr., his offensive coordinator that he hired from FAU. He's got one more staff vacancy to fill, but unless he fills it with Amos Alonzo Stagg's hologram, I think this is going to stand up as the youngest staff in school history. So youth, energy, like you mentioned, people are aware of Jeff Scott's lineage, having played at Clemson and worked for Dabo Swinney for the last decade, co-offensive coordinator of, you know, a two-time national champion and possibly a three-time. So There's a lot of excitement right now, and Jeff's really, you know, trying to juggle two things. He's with Clemson until the very end, until Monday night.
Yeah.
And so he's having video meetings with his staff back here, just trying to juggle two things. But this time next week, he will be all in with USF.
And the very fact that they have, you know, I know they had the first national signing day, a couple of stragglers here and there that wanted to come, but that's the same at FAU with Willie Taggart and FSU now with Norville. But this whole month of January, especially when he comes back, excuse me, he'll have three solid weeks to do a lot of visiting and a lot of I guess he's assessing now as he's, you know, preparing for his game, but at the same time, I'm sure, as you said, with video conference, I'm sure these coaches watching a lot of film, targeting a lot of kids. What have you heard from the community and from some of the coaches in the Tampa Bay area? I know Charlie Strong, from a standpoint of being a popular guy, he was with a lot of the people. A lot of people liked him. It got to a point where it was tough. It was tough. It was time to move on. Time for a change. What are some of the Bay Area coaches saying that you've heard?
They've got very favorable impressions because a lot of them know Jeff Scott. He's been the Bay Area's lead recruiter. He and his co-offensive coordinator there at Clemson. Again, he's a co-offensive coordinator.
Right.
Those two guys have been kind of like the lead recruiters in the Tampa Bay area. So a lot of people already knew Jeff Scott coming in. So he kind of had a head start, you know, as far as that goes. And you talk about the signing day coming up, Larry. there's a lot of excitement for most schools around the nation. This second conventional signing day is very anticlimactic because most schools have their classes full. But this is huge for Jeff Scott. Yeah. He only has 9 signees, if memory serves, last time I checked. He signed 9 in December, and, you know, that's expected because of the coaching change and the turnover, and some guys dropped off. And, frankly, Jeff Scott just didn't know any of these guys. He was having to you know, do the work of 2 years in about 2 weeks trying to recruit these guys. So this is going to be huge for him. And I can tell you one other thing in addition just to, you know, recruiting very hard in January. There are a lot of transfer guys who are from the Bay Area, who went to play somewhere else out of state, things didn't work out, and they're now trying to get their word out. Hey, Jeff Scott, coaches, look at me. I want to come home. Right. There's been an outbreak of that here, especially, you know, just in the last week or so. So the signing day is going to be important, and the portal is going to be very important for Jeff Scott. I expect him to utilize that liberally, much the same way Charlie Strong did the last couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. Joey Knight joining us, covers the University of South Florida, has for close to a decade.
No, this will be my 8th football season coming up.
Well, close to a decade.
Close to a decade. Yeah,
certainly. And you've been on top of a lot of coaches, a lot of the recruits. The one thing is, and you mentioned it, Coach Scott's reputation. And having been down in that area and having recruited in that area, so a lot of the coaches from Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota area, the whole area, Bradenton, are familiar with him to the point where they know his philosophy, excuse me, they know what he's all about. It's going to make a much easier transition for him. As you said, he hits the ground running next Tuesday. Hopefully for them, they celebrate, you know, and get much like the Dolphins did with Coach Flores last year, waiting for him to the Super Bowl to be over so they could get him in Miami. And once he got here, it was just nonstop. I'm sure Jeff's going to be the same way. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the assistants over the last couple of weeks?
Not yet. They have not made them available to us, and it's completely understandable because they are slammed right now. Right. Like we talk about January just being hectic trying to assemble a recruiting class, but I expect starting next week, you know, they may make them available to us kind of, you know, just in increments. Maybe we'll get Charlie Weiss Jr. one day, and then maybe the next week we'll get Glenn Spencer, the defensive coordinator who also came over from FAU.
Yeah.
So I haven't met any of these guys personally yet, but, you know, I understand they're kind of busy. I met Jeff Scott in passing. You know, it's almost too good to be true. He just, you know, he just owned the press conference, just dominated it. But, you know, we could name tons of coaches who won their press conference and didn't go on to really fulfill their promise. But, you know, Jeff just hit all the right notes, said all the right things just about putting a wall around Tampa and recruiting heavily in this area and just building the, you know, the on-campus football facility, which is an absolute necessity for this program. So he did his homework. He hit all the right notes. And I met him personally just, you know, shortly after his presser, very warm guy, down-to-earth guy. So, you know, it's just everything's in place for him to succeed. I'm not going to say it's going to happen immediately, but like we talk about, he's familiar with this area. He was born in Arcadia.
Wow.
You know, he's recruited this area forever. You know, he comes, you know, from a winning program. He's got a decade invested in Clemson. He knows how to do it. So it sets up well for him. And candidly, you know, I have no dog in the fight. I didn't go to USF.
No.
But I really believe it's not going to be a matter of if he's going to get it done, but when he's going to get it done for USF. You know, I really believe this is going to work.
Yeah, I have that same feeling. And also, did he retain anybody from the last staff?
He did not retain anybody.
Okay.
He had a meeting with them a few Mondays back and very cordially told them he was going in a different direction. So this is an entirely new staff coming on board. And like I said, 3 guys are under 30 years of age. The oldest guy is Glenn Spencer, the defensive coordinator. He's 55. So this is a youth movement. Probably the one name you're most familiar with other than Weiss is Pat White.
Yes.
The running backs coach, you know, was at West Virginia, gave USF a few fits in his career, and USF gave him a few fits He's probably the most familiar name. And the other one that's intriguing, Joey King, the tight ends coach, was Trevor Lawrence's high school coach in Georgia.
So, oh, nice.
You've got a recruiting inroad right there in Georgia with Joey King.
Well, good stuff. Well, as we get closer, probably around National Signing Day, we'll hook back up with you. We'll see what advancements some of the kids, and then we'll get with you after National Signing Day. We'll kind of go over this class and look at what USF did. But I agree with you. I think it's a good time to be a USF football fan. We have a guy here, Dan Hollywood. We call him Danny in the morning, and a big USF guy. Went there, and certainly he's been, he always used to hit me up about Charlie all the time. He goes, oh, Charlie's not getting it done. But I think you gave him some stuff. I'm going to leave the tape with him, let him listen to your few minutes with us. And again, Joey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, Larry. Take care.
Good stuff. Joey Knight, Tampa Bay Times, and certainly a great guy, but he covers USF.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.